Three, two, one, fire. Fire, that's good. Mark it, Mary. Right, Velvet.
Hello, Doc.
I'm sorry, have you been here long?
No, just come. What's all this going on?
Oh, it's just a little thing I'm trying to find out. Look, here, I wonder if you just hold that for me.
Right.
Just over the center of the tub.
Uh-huh.
Got it? Right, we'll make a note of this one. 13'3". That's all right, Doc. Thank you very much.
Hello, Doc.
Hello, darling.
Oh, you get to look at Elizabeth now. I hope it isn't tonsils.
Well, she looks all right. Where's your mother?
In the house.
Now, Glanville's people have rigged up two charges. This first one is equivalent to a 10-ton bomb 50 feet from the wall, as in the earlier experiments. This second one is only half that charge, but fixed to the wall itself. Both are at a depth equivalent to 30 feet.
Are we all ready, Collins?
All ready, Dr. Glanville.
You want us to take cover?
No, I don't think so. Not for the first minute, anyway. But if you'll all stand back over there.
All right, Collins, go ahead. There, you see, it isn't even scratched. You see, a very slight shock is recorded and then it returns to normal. Now, this is where I was wrong before. The cushion of water between the explosion and the wall absorbs the shock almost completely. Shall we have the second one? When you're ready. This should get our feet wet.
Watch it. Fire!
Once again. Trying for months to find a rule by which we can fix the height of each branch. You see, if the bomb is released too soon, it won't reach the dam. If it's released too late, it'll bounce over it and explode directly under the aircraft, killing everyone. But now, we've got it. Just wait here a moment and I'll do that again.
Right. Three, two, one, fire!
You see? It wasn't a fluke, it works.
Well, that seems to be conclusive.
You know, it's extraordinarily good of you to have been so patient.
Not at all.
Going to fly at a level 150 feet in the dark. That's what I want to know.
Maybe if we let the navigator down on the end of a 150-foot wire. When he calls out, we'll know we're too low.
No bomb site that works at low level, a bomb that falls to bits, no way of flying at 150 feet, and the raid at all costs in 5 weeks. Otherwise, everything's marvelous.
We've got to go through London, so let's have a darn good dinner, a bottle of wine, a musical with lots of dazzling girls,
and a night train back.
Sing, soldier, as you march along.
watch.
Down. Down. Now hold it now. Fine.
Sir, have a drink to celebrate. We've done the trick.
What trick?
Flying at 150 feet. No need for altimeters, no need for anything else.
Well, how's that?
A simple couple of spot lamps. One in the nose, the other in the belly. Trained to shine down and meet together at 150 feet below the aircraft.
All you've got to do is to watch through the cockpit blister and keep the two spots plumb together on the ground or the water, and there you are at 150 feet. Accurate to an inch.
Yeah, but that would mean carrying lights right into the attack.
But that's better than finishing up on the drink.
That's wonderful.
Check height, Terry. Speed control, Fulford.